Remember Our Military Minutes, presented by Sieben Gross von Holtem & Carey Limited, the Know Your Rights Attorneys.
Tom, who is on our news line this morning?
Denny, we have Don Peffer with us. He's the Director of Higher Education for Veterans Programs for the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good to talk to you.
Denny, you and I have talked a number of times, and when I got out of the service many years ago on the way back from Vietnam, the education bills for veterans, or the GI Bill for veterans, was rather straightforward. Mm-hmm. But today it's a multi-headed animal and has lots of parts, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and that's one of the reasons the program I direct for the department was created in 2006 is to help individuals find a source to help them sort through that complexity.
Now, there are many different ways today that the veterans and the guardsmen and so forth can qualify for education benefits. Can you walk us through that briefly?
Oh, absolutely, sure. As an example, let's start, you know, looking at a guard, Minnesota guard person. They would have some federal benefits based on even just joining the guard and having served, gotten their training done and a basic training in their AIT. They start qualifying for some GI Bill programs. Then when they deploy, those benefits increase, and if they go deploy enough, they qualify for the new Chapter 33, which is a very extensive program that has some transfer options. Then they also qualify for some state programs that are out there to help veterans and military members called the Minnesota GI Bill. And for Guard people in particular, there's a program called State Tuition Reimbursement. And then they got Army programs. They got Army Tuition Assistance, and when they signed their contract, they may have gotten a kicker put in, which provided some extra education. So it's very, very complex because you can use some of these together, some of them you can't use together, and we work real hard to make sure everybody taps out their maximum benefits.
Now, you've been working hard with MinSCU the last few years to open up some veterans service centers, haven't you?
Yeah, we actually work with MinSCU as well as the University of Minnesota and a few private colleges. We now have, we started with three veteran centers on campuses in 06 when we started, and we now have 61 that are going. Some are a little more complex than others, and some are not as involved in types of programming and services because there's fewer veterans on those campuses, but they're just booming, and they've been a great place for individuals, not only veterans, but also military members, people who aren't yet maybe a veteran but are in the military, as well as their family, to gather with others like them and share information and make sure they're getting the best services they can on campus.
Don, you're doing a great job, and if our veteran listeners want to find out where they can get more information on education benefits, where do they go?
The best place is to go to the department site called LinkVet. Electronically, it can be found at minnesotaveteran.org, and by phone, it's 888-546-5838.
Thank you for being with us today, Don. That's Don Peffer from the Higher Education Veterans Programs, Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And if you want to find out more information on how you can support the troops, please go to beyondtheyellowribbon.org or go to todaysbusinessradio.com, click on Support Our Troops, and learn how to become a Yellow Ribbon company or Yellow Ribbon community.
Remember Our Military Minutes, presented by Sieben Gross von Holtem & Carey Limited, the Know Your Rights Attorneys.